Today's passage talks about us knowing the truth and the truth setting us free. When I was grappling with this, I realized that there are four areas that I would like to delve into. And the first point is that the condition of a true disciple. The second point will be the bondage of sin. The third point will be the liberating power of the truth. That will lead me to the true freedom in Christ. John 8:31, Jesus said, "If you hold my teachings, you are really my disciples." Here the emphasis that the true disciple is not merely in name, but in action. And it's not just professing faith, but living it out daily. It is not about going to church. To be a disciple of Jesus, we must hold fast his teachings, and this is the true foundation of a genuine faith. We know that we all live in a world where people are hunger and thirsty for the truth. They go searching everywhere, high and low, for the real truth. People will tell you, they'll read your palm. People will tell you, they'll tell you your future if you come to them, and all sorts. They are searching in so many places to find truth today. But Jesus is telling you and I that those who hold the true truth are the people who are his disciples. And this truth that is only found in Jesus is what you and I have in our hands. In this instance, we can also search high and low, far and wide, but what we believe about what we want to believe to be the truth. But in the end, what we will find is a whole lot of opinions and perceptions and philosophies that will change from time to time. I personally remember when I was in school, I was told that the earth was flat. And then I was told that the earth was round. And I was told that the earth was egg-shaped. They call it geoid. And it keeps changing. But the Bible makes it clear that Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me." So if Jesus is the truth, we need not go anywhere else to look for it. Because after all, he's the one who died and rose again. But when he died, he left us his will, which you and I will call the Bible. It contains all that we need for life and for righteousness. So our passage today says, if you hold the truth, you are really my disciple. And then knowing the truth will set you free. Holding the truth or the teachings means taking up residence in the word, walking by the truth, living by the truth, operating by the truth in all walks of your life. In other words, remain in the word to be his disciples. Yes, you and I are human, so we more often than not do what is humanly possible. But with Christ in our camp, with Christ in our corner, with us holding the truth, life may throw storms at us. But Jesus says, "Peace, be still." And if we believe and we hold on to that, the Bible says we can say to this mountain, "Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea." And we can also say to the storms that come into our lives, "Peace. Be quiet." When I was a little smaller, my parents, my mother specifically, said something profound to me. She said to me, "You can go to the bathroom and come out still smelling bad, even though you have soap in the bathroom and you know it." And I was thinking, what is she talking about? She said, the fact that you have the knowledge that there is soap in the bathroom is not good enough for you to be clean. It is the application of the soap in the right places, in the right proportion, with water, that is what makes you smell good. So in fact, the knowledge of the truth is good in your head, but the application of the truth is a different ball game altogether. You and I can come to church for some 40, 50, 60, or 6 years and still be dirty and still not free, because we hold the truth, but we hold it loosely. We don't apply the truth. Jesus said, if you hold my teachings, you are my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So we have to apply the truth. We have to apply the word of God in our daily walk for us to enjoy this freedom that has been bought for us. What does it look like today? The Bible says that if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will and it shall be done unto you. Ask whatever you will. Are you sick? Do you have any trouble? Are your grandkids where you think, you expect, you pray they will be? Well, take it to the Lord in prayer. The songwriter said, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our griefs and sins to bear. What a privilege we carry, taking things to the Lord in prayer. But some of the lines says, we bear needless pain because we do not take things to the Lord in prayer. Abide in me. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done unto you. This is the truth. And if Jesus is saying he's the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him, why do we look elsewhere? Why do we not take everything to the Lord in prayer? We do not get these things because we do not ask. And sometimes when we ask, we do not believe it will be done, because we are holding the faith, we are holding the word, but we are holding it loosely. In verse 33 of our reading, their reply was, they answered, we are Abraham's descendants and we have never been slaves to anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free? Now, they have forgotten their history. They have forgotten that they were slaves in Egypt under Roman occupation. And they have been in exile in all sorts. They have forgotten all of these. But the truth is, Jesus did not remind them of their past. He didn't even mention it. He didn't mention their enslavement and bondage they have been under, because as far as he was concerned, they were in the past. And that is exactly how God treats you and me today. Without Christ, we are sin. We are slaves to sin. And to be honest, some of us are still slaves to certain types of sins, even though we are in the church today. So just like the Jews that he was speaking to, they had a huge past in slavery, just like you and I, when we were sinful. But the Bible says, when we were yet sinners, when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He paid the price. He paid the penalty for our sins. So we all have a past. But he said, as far as the east is removed from the west, so have I removed your sins and your iniquities from you. He doesn't remind us what we used to be. He doesn't remind us our slave bondage in the past that we had. Because the same Bible said that anyone who comes to Christ is a new creation. Behold, all things are new. Christ doesn't put our past in front of us and say, "Do you remember?" But he said, "Come to me, all ye that are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest." But the fact is, as we interact with people on a daily basis, and as we have been slaves before to sin, we may have brought some of the culture of slavery into the house of God. We may have brought in our interaction with other people certain things that doesn't belong to the kingdom. That is why every Sunday, that is why every morning, noon, and night, we need to come to the Father and ask for forgiveness and ask him to wash us anew so that we are walking in the newness of his grace. The Bible says the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases and his mercies never come to an end. Why? Because they are renewed every morning. So thank God this morning we are walking in the newness of life, in the newness of grace, in the newness of anointing this morning. So we want to hold the teaching of Jesus. The second point is the bondage of sin. Jesus highlighted the painful reality, saying, "Truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Sin binds us and it controls us. It leads to us becoming spiritually captive. We cannot overcome this bondage on our own. We need the saving grace of Jesus Christ to break out of these chains." So the Bible says that you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. This is the means towards our freedom. This is when Jesus mentioned that people are not free, but with him, we are surely free. This is because you and I, we cannot be free by ourselves, but through Jesus, we are guaranteed freedom. I also mention of the liberating power of truth. In the following verse, Jesus declared, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And like I've already said, it's not about just knowing the facts and knowing Christ intimately, but it's about understanding Jesus and his teachings. We experience liberation. The truth of Christ frees us from the bondage of sin, the bondage of fear, the bondage of lies that the world tells us. John 8:36. There is hope, as Jesus proclaims. So if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. As a slave, you cannot free yourself. You cannot buy back your freedom. It is the Son who can free you. And once the Son frees you, you are free. Christ is the key to our genuine freedom. His grace, because of the sacrifice on the cross, paid for the sins that we committed. So through his resurrection, he conquered sin and death. When we accept him as our Savior, we experience our true freedom. Freedom from guilt, freedom from fear, freedom from eternal consequence of sin. And there is another bonus that he said he's gone ahead to prepare a place for us. So even though we age, even though our bodies ache, when we die, we only die in a physical death. Because our souls will go back to him to spend eternity. I don't think we can bargain for any more than that. So the good news is, even when we were slaves, like I've already said, his banner over us was love, and he made provision for us. We can say, "Well, I've been good all my life. I've gone to church all my life. I have been a good Anglican all my life." But remember, as you interact with people, you gather dust. So we need to daily come to the Lord in prayer. to renew our state, to cast off any shackles that is holding us bondage. So we will hold the truth. We will walk in the truth. We will internalize the truth. So the truth will set us free. He said that the devil came to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it in abundance. The evil one will steal the knowledge of this word from you. He will attempt to cause you to rationalize it. He's only young. He doesn't know what he's talking. He's been in the church 5 minutes. And he will make you lose the truth. He will kill your enthusiasm for the word of God. He will destroy your health and the peace that you have. So this bondage is not the bondage that you've been tied down physically, but it's a spiritual one. We go about believing that we are free. But this passage is telling us that the only freedom is found in Christ. So as I come to land, in a world filled with so many false promises, in a world filled with so many options, true freedom is only found in Christ. It is not the absence of external constraints, but the liberation of our souls from sin and his power over us. To be a disciple of Christ, we must hold on to the teachings and allow the truth to set us free. So let us respond to this call of Jesus to commit to his teachings and experience the transformative power of his truth. May we live as free people, free indeed in Christ, to be the light in a world that is still searching for genuine freedom, and invite others to share in this freedom that we enjoy today and always. Amen.